Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Somebody thank this good God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the thanks. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Somebody thank Him. Thank Him and thank Him. As the choir leader sing that same song again, give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the thanks. Celebrity. Celebrity. You can sing along. You can sing along with them. With your hands lifted up, the Lord, my help coming from you. It's not coming from any man. It's not coming from anyone. It's coming from you. It's coming from you.
Coming from
for us, we say thank you, Lord. Many were the devices of the enemy, but you frustrated them. Thank you, Lord, for counting us worthy to be in your sanctuary. As a church, we say thank you. As a family, we say thank you. Once again, in this service, let everyone be visited. Send your word of help unto us, O Lord. By your word today, deliver your people from every form of financial struggle. Bring an end to financial frustration. By the end of the service, it will be confirmed that we have been visited. Let everyone's story be changed for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in His presence. I want to appreciate God and His servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. So, technical, get all those videos that were shot in the first service ready. You'll be projecting it as we go on in the service, as you are instructed. We are still looking at understanding the benefit of following divine direction. The benefit of following divine direction. Our prophetic focus has been the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 8. Isaiah 59, verse 8. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked path. Whosoever goeth therein shall know no peace. Many regrets in life come from wrong decision, wrong steps. And that has frustrated lives of individual. In the calendar of God, you were not created to struggle. Struggling for survival is a curse. The agenda of God for you and I is very clear. But the question is, are we allowing ourselves to be led by Him? He knows the end from the beginning. It's not every door that you see is your open door. Most of these doors are doors of traps that the enemy is bent to capture his victims. But today, you have escaped. I say you have escaped. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 1. Isaiah 30 verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord. Take that counsel, but not of me. You took that step, but I did not order that step. You made that decision without inquiring from me. But today, I pray that our spiritual ears will be open. Life without direction is a life of frustration. Life without direction is a life of frustration. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Life without direction is a life of frustration. But divine direction is the escape from stagnation, confusion, and destruction. Divine direction is an escape route from stagnation, from confusion, and from destruction. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32. Deuteronomy 5, verse 32. Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you. And if you do that, he said, it shall be well that ye may live, and it will be well with you, that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. So your longevity is tied to his direction. When you misplace from his plans, you become a victim to the enemy. Most destinies have been cut short because they were not meant to be there, but they put themselves there.
If you are not meant to be there and you put yourself there, every other thing can be against you. But the good news today is that God will redirect our steps. I say God will redirect our steps. One divine instruction can erase years of human struggle. One divine direction can erase years of human struggle. Now, look at the picture of God concerning you and I. Every child of God is a seed of Abraham. That is, spiritual Israelites ordain a global phenomenon. So you are redeemed a global phenomenon. Can you say that to yourself? It doesn't sound like you. You are redeemed a global citizen. You are redeemed. In a calendar of God, that is who you are. That is why Bible speaking in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Galatians 3, verse 29. If ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed. Heirs according to the promise. Abraham followed divine direction and God launched him into realms of fortune. He followed divine direction. So if we are the seed of Abraham and want to see what Abraham encountered, then we must do what Abraham did by following divine direction. I pray that this afternoon, our spiritual ears will be open. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, verse 14. See who you are. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are the light. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation 5, verse 10. And has made unto our God kings and priests. And where shall we reign? On the earth. In that your career, you must reign. That business, you must reign. In that field of your endeavor, you must reign. You see, we must reign on earth. It's not in heaven. Heaven, you are not going to reign over there. Heaven is just celebration. But you must reign on earth here. That is the plan and agenda of God for us. All that we need to do is to subscribe to his leadership and see how God will carry us very far. For somebody, you will encounter that blessings today. But from scriptures, the seed of Abraham is likened to an eagle. Somebody say an eagle. It's likened to an eagle. By following the direction of the wind is what empowers the eagle to soar. Go higher by following the directions of the wind. Very smart bird. He look at the direction of the wind. Whilst other birds are struggling to flap their wings, he just aligned with it. Technically, you can show us what God's servant showed us in the first service now. If you have that, the eagle. Steady the direction of the wind. So no matter the stormy condition, he's still flying higher. Why? He's just sailing on the wind. That is. If you can get that for us. So as a child of God, the seed of potential is in you. All that you need to do is to align with the wind of the Holy Spirit to carry you to where you are meant to be. I pray that he will take you there. That seed of greatness will not be corrupted in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. I believe they are looking for it. They will show it unto us now. How the eagle steadies the wind. No matter the conditions, no matter the struggles, as he aligns with it, he begins to fly. Enjoy. While other birds are struggling, he just soaring because he's just riding on the wings of the winds. I pray that that will be our testimony from today in the name of Jesus Christ. But yeah, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. As we follow that carefully, Deuteronomy 32, verse 9. Deuteronomy 32, verse 9, it says, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in a waste holland wilderness. He led him about. Somebody say he led him. Now the question is, who is leading you? Where you are, who led you there? In that career, did he lead you or you led yourself? He found him in a desert and began to lead him. Now look at what happens now. He says, he instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As the apple of his eye. That means you are dangerously protected when God is leading you. Look at verse 11. As an eagle stirring up her nest, flapped up over her young, spread abroad her wings, taken them, buried them on the wing. So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no what? Strange God with him. The Lord alone did lead him. And hear this, when God is leading you, look at what he makes of you. One, the Lord made him to ride on the high places on the earth. He made him to eat the increase of his field. He made him to suck honey, that is sweetness, not bitterness, out of the flock, and oil out of the flinty rock. As we said, oil stands for wealth, stands for wealth. So when God is leading you, you know where you are meant to be. From today, his leadership concerning your life will no longer be frustrated. But following divine direction is vital key. Somebody say vital key. It's vital key to arriving at the fullness of God's plan for you. It's vital key. Isaac prospered in farming by obeying God's direction or God's instruction. It's a vital key. Genesis 26 verse 1. Genesis 26 verse 1. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine. That was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of Philistine, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I tell of thee. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto thy father the Abraham. When you jump to verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land, received in the same year, how many fold? 100-fold. And who bless him? Who bless him? Who bless him? Who was leading him? Who bless him? Who was leading him? Who bless him? So if the Lord is leading you, he has taken upon himself to bless you. If God is leading you, he has taken upon himself to bless you. Allow yourself to be led. Don't be moved by circumstances. He said, the Lord alone. People are moving based on financial gain. I'm on 20,000 per annum now. If I move to Australia, if I put everything together, I'm getting 50,000 per annum. Is it money leading you or is God leading you? Hear me. If God is leading you, 20,000 pounds will become 100,000 pounds. Because it's the blessings of God that make rich and add no sorrow. Somebody may be gaining that amount, but because he's leading himself, that money cannot stay with him. I pray for somebody hearing me that God will lead you. That God, I say, they think they have finally discovered that video now. You can see the eagle now. Can you see the wings now? Very stable. And God is leading him to where the meats are. Straight. Without missing it. When he leads you, he's got it now. Without any struggle. He was led flying on the wings of the wind to where the supply is without missing it. Hear me, from today, you'll be flying on the eagle's wing. I say you'll be flying on the eagle's wing. And the good news is that God the Father is our eagle now. You'll be flying on his wings in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why as we keep following God, God keep changing our levels. For this one, before the month will come to an end, your level will have been changed. Every step we take in accordance with divine direction moves us into greater height. Look at 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord, we are all changed into the same image. From where? Glory to glory. Even by what? The Spirit of the Lord. So his spirit leading you, make sure that you change his status. Not from glory to shame, but from glory to glory. I pray for somebody hearing me. The last shame that you suffered will be the last forever. As children of God, our destiny in Christ has unlimited capacity for enlargement. Unlimited capacity. But you need to be led. Somebody say, I need to be led. Your destiny has unlimited capacity for enlargement. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. But the path of the just is what? As a shining light. It shines what? Brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Look at Isaiah 54 verse 2. Isaiah 54 verse 2. Isaiah 54 verse 2. It says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth thy curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lending thy cord, strengthen thy stake, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left side, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentile. For somebody this season, you'll be breaking through on the left side. You'll be breaking through on the right side. By his leadership upon your life, you will no longer be frustrated again. You will no longer be frustrated again. Let the amen show it. Amen. But hear this. Every decision we make is either to our advantage or disadvantage. Every decision is either to your advantage or disadvantage. Decision determines destiny. Decision determines destiny. Every decision that we make, there is no neutral ground. Either it is lifting you up or it is bringing you down. Every decision that we make. That is why you need to be led. Need to be led. Don't rush yourself into that marriage. It's not where God is leading you. You say, no, no, I'm growing. I'm now 35 years now. I'm 40 years now. Hear me. Age is of the mind. If you think you are old, you are old. Somebody can be 50 and still very beautiful. And he can still be married. Don't pressurize yourself. It's better to wait and get it gloriously than to rush and to crush your destiny. It's better. Every decision we take in life. Look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that covered with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add to their sin. They walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be their shame. Somebody say, God forbid. That is why we need to inquire, because divine direction is our high, is our covenant highway to high places in life. I pray that this season God will be lifting you higher. I say he'll be lifting you higher. Now the question is, what are the benefits of following divine direction? What are the benefits? One, secure supernatural restoration. Secure supernatural restoration. I don't care to know what you have lost, but I pray for you. As you allow yourself to be directed and be corrected, whatever you have lost as your relocation, I decree every single thing will be recovered. I said they shall all be recovered. Look at the man David in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. David was a field marshal. In fact, he fought the most battles in Bible history. Never lost one. What was his secret? You know, when you get to that stage, you're a marshal now. You don't need to be asking people for any direction again. Because you have done it once, it has worked, twice, it has worked, third time it has worked. Now I have the experience now. But every major decision concerning David, he will go back to God to inquire. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And David, despite all his experiences and all his engagement, David inquired at the Lord saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered him, pursue. For somebody this afternoon, you will hear his voice. He said, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without faith, recover some. Recover some. So what are you recovering today? What whatever that the enemy has stolen in your life, I decree full recovery. Your marriage will be recovered. Your family will be recovered. Your business will be recovered. When you jump to verse 18 of the same chapter, Bible says, and David recovered all that the Amalekite has carried away, because David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons or daughters, neither spoil nor anything that he has taken them. David recovered all. For somebody, you will be recovering all. So when you are being led, whatever you have lost, you recover them. So this afternoon, allow yourself to be repositioned. You might have lost money, but you recover them. You must have lost your business, but you recover them. I pray that the hand of God will rest mightily upon you. What is another benefit? Engenders supernatural supply. Somebody say supernatural supply. Supernatural supply. When you are going in the direction that is leading you, you never lack. You never lack. When God is leading you, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When he's leading you, he supplies for you. Luke chapter 22, verse 35. Luke 22, verse 35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse, crisps, and shoes, lack ye anything? They said what? Nothing. What is the third thing, because of time? Secured stress-free life. Stress-free. Stress-free. When your life is tense up, God is not there. He said, be anxious for nothing. When anxiety sets in, that means there's something wrong somewhere. Go back again. Because when God is leading you, it's stress-free. Somebody say stress-free. Look at Psalm 25, verse 13. Psalm 25, verse 13. His soul shall dwell at ease. His seed shall inherit the earth. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. Proverbs 3, verse 16. Length and days it is a hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. For somebody, that peace will be reaching out to you. Hear me, this afternoon, God will be leading you into financial fortune. God will be bringing an end to every form of financial struggle. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that do what? Giveth thee power to get what? Wealth. So that power to get wealth this afternoon is going to be handed over to you. But hear this. The covenant of abundance answers to the covenant of seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping, giving and receiving. So these are the platform that this covenant answered. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis 8, verse 22. While the earth remained, seed time and what? Cold and heat, summer, day and night shall not cease. It is an unchangeable covenant. While the earth remaineth, every man reap what he sows. What you have not sown, you cannot reap. That is a covenant of abundance. And sowing will determine your harvest size. The bigger you sow, the more you reap. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. He which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap what? Bountifully. So the size of your harvest, of your seed, will determine the size of your harvest. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But what are we saying? There was famine in the days of our fathers, but they were exempted from the error of hard time because of their seed time and their harvest time. This afternoon, I'm going to give you some keys that will help us to swim in a realm of financial fortune. But hear me, interestingly, the covenant does not empower for health, but terminate all misfortunes along our path. So every form of misfortune in anyone's path will be terminated today. Look at Psalm 41, verse 1. Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor,
Now look at it. Just one. Consider the poor. Look at what happened to the person now. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. I thought you would say amen. The Lord will preserve him. Keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. And they will not deliver him unto the wall of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. And that will make all his bed in sickness. By being there for the poor. Sowing into their lives. Being a blessing to them. These things that were mentioned, money cannot buy. Money cannot buy health. Money cannot fight your enemies. If money fight the enemies fighting by now, they would have been dethroned by now. But all these blessings is by the covenant of sowing into the life of an individual. Sowing into the life of an individual. Now, how do we enjoy financial fortune? Quickly, because of time. How do we enjoy financial fortune? One, be spiritually minded. Be spiritually minded. Be spiritually minded. Our spiritual prosperity is fundamental to our overall prosperity. Be spiritually minded. Bible said to be carnally minded is what? It's death. Be spiritually minded. Be conscious of the things of God. Build up your spirit, man. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day when I heard behind me. For somebody today, every deadness in your ears will be open today. For somebody, you'll be hearing God clearly today. I say you'll be hearing him clearly today. Number two, engage tirelessly in covenant of sowing and reaping. Engage tirelessly. Don't be tired in your kingdom giving. Don't be tired. Keep on sowing the seed. Keep on planting it. As you keep on sowing, your clouds is building up. When it's thick of rain, it will drop down. Please, don't be discouraged. Don't let anybody confuse you. Hear me. In the time of difficulties, it's what you have sown that will bail you out. I pray that no one will be tired in our kingdom endeavors. Also, the next one, put your hands to work. Somebody say, I'll put my hands to work. Put your hands to work. God blesses the works of our hand, not idleness. Not idleness. Prayer without work leads to frustration. Stop praying all through and not launching out to do something. Prayer without works leads to frustration. It's only the works of your hands that God will bless. As I was saying the last time, some people have lifted themselves in such a way that they are too big to do certain things to start with. Too big. Until I get a managerial position, I'll never do anything. Sit down. Create one for yourself and you do it yourself. Become the manager of yourself. Put your hands to work. Hear what the Bible says concerning the hands. Hear what the Bible says. I think there is a scripture in 2 Thessalonians, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians 3, chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any will not work, what will happen to them? What will happen to them? What will happen to them? So today, if somebody is an adult and is in your home and is not working, don't feed him. He can be your husband. Don't feed him. He can be your wife. Don't feed her. He said, this we live with you. Put your hands to work. What am I driving at? There's something that came your way, but you ignore it because that's not what you are looking for. You must start from somewhere. Somebody say, I will start from somewhere. Say, I will start from somewhere. Refuse to be idle. Refuse. Look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Proverbs 10, verse 4. He becometh poor. That dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent. What happened to the hand of the diligent? What happened to the hand of the diligent? So your hands are anointed to work. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. Put that on the screen. We are all going to read it together now. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. 28. Now let's go. The Lord shall open up unto his good treasure. Somebody say amen. The heaven to give rain unto the land in its season. To bless what? To bless what? So if you have nothing in your hands, what do you expect God to bless? Nothing. So this hand of yours must start something. Stop covering yourself with shakabarakabarakatanaya. Launch out without tongues and get something to do. Launch out without tongues. If you can pray that tongues in your room, you can pray that tongue for any door to open for you. Because your hands are ordained to be work. And God will only bless the works of your hand. I pray from today, stretch forth your hand, please. Whatever you lay these hands on will no longer struggle. Nothing will fail in these hands again. Nothing becomes stagnated in these hands again. This hand of yours will command exploit. Will command breakthrough. Amazing wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now declare to yourself, my hands are dangerously blessed. And from today, I'll put these hands to work. I'll put these hands to work. And you receive the blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. So from today, your hands will command exploit. What again? Seek continuous guidance in your endeavors. Seek continuous guidance. It's the leadings of God that make men great. Seek continuous guidance. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 21. Seek continuous guidance. Number 5, walk in financial integrity. Walk in financial integrity. Integrity means handling money and resources with honesty, transparency, accountability, alignment with God's word. Financial integrity is the foundation for financial fortune. Work in financial integrity. Don't take advantage of people's situation and push them deeper. Don't take advantage. If it is within your means to be a blessing, release it freely. What did I say? Release it freely. Look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Proverbs 13, verse 11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. So work in financial integrity. Be accountable to yourself. Couples, be accountable. And I'm going to that in a minute. Be accountable. What again? Be committed to being a blessing. Be committed to being what? A blessing. If you align with these simple principles, every financial door opens on their own accord. Because God sees you as a distributor, not accumulator. You are a distributor. And we have a saying that stagnant water stinks, but fresh water, flowing water is always refreshing. I pray that God will increase us. I say God will increase us. Now hear this. Financial fortune is not just wealth, but ability to manage resources wisely. Somebody say manage resources wisely. Manage resources wisely. Hear me, as a young guy, young boy, or young woman, you must have a plan concerning your resources. God will only channel his resources through you when he knows that you are very diligent in managing your resources. God's servant gave us a highlight in the first service about the Jewish people. Five jar method. Five of them. What they do, take and can put that on the screen for us if you have yet. Yes. Five jar method of the Jewish people. What makes them blessed? Now let's go to the chart that he showed us quickly. The chart now. That the Jews always have a principle. Saving 10%, giving tithe of 10%, investing 20%. The tithe is over there and they spend 50%. Now ask yourself, do I have investment? Do I have any saving? Some of you hearing me, you are even struggling to pay tithe. Hear me, young ladies, young boys and girls who are getting into marriage. If you have somebody who have a financial plan without tithe and giving to the kingdom, run away from that person. Because he will block your blessings. It is the blessings of God that make rich and add no sorrow. What you give to God, he keeps the remain. He said, I'll rebuke the devourer. And can I say this to couples who are hearing me? Because three things that stands out in marriage, that if every marriage person will get it right, their marriage will be flourishing. One is to do with pride. Two, money. Three,
sex. If you get this thing, you'll be swimming in financial favor all around your life. Hear this. I wrote something now over here. A marriage without financial planning is like a ship without a rudder. God's blessings flow abundantly to couples who plan, manage, and work together in financial wisdom. Christian couples manage resources effectively by communicating openly, budgeting wisely, practicing generosity, planning for the future, avoiding debt, and keeping God at the center of their financial decision. You know the reason why God will not bless certain couples? They are competing all the time. Within themselves, they are competing among themselves. People are hiding their salaries because they know if he sees how much I'm getting or she sees how much I'm getting, it's going to be a challenge. God knows your heart. So God will not bless you so that you not become more proud and destroy yourself. That is why there are some families that are stagnated. Hear me. The power of two from God's creation, no devil can destroy it. He said, can two work together except they do what? Agreement include money. Somebody say include money. He said, man, pastor, I can agree with my husband and everything, but money, never. Because my husband is a waster, my wife is a waster. Teach him how wasters end their living and he'll stop wasting his money. Show him about the prodigal son who wasted all that he had and began to eat with pigs. And give him video clips of people who have saved it and they are making it and let him make that judgment. What you see is influence your mind. Hear me? We need to strategize. Young guys, strategize. You are believing God for financial favor and you eat McDonald's every day. And God knows McDonald's, some of them are junks, so they will destroy you. So God said, let me limit him, because if I lift him, you'll not be eating McDonald's every day. You'll be adding KFC to it as well. No plan. No saving. You are building the mansion in your stomach and you say, Abraham, blessings are mine. See what Abraham did and do the same thing. A man of intelligence, a man of ideas, productive thinking. I pray that any form of financial stress in anyone's life is coming to an end. Young ones, when you meet the guy or the man, see his financial projection. It's something that will help you. Let him write it. When he's writing it and certain things which are key are missing, know that this man, it's not someone that I need to live my life with. There are some people that they are struggling, fighting because the man thinks that the wife is paying too much tithe. Ah, so you are going to give all this thing to the church? It's not to the church. It's a transaction between you and your God. So if you marry somebody who doesn't value tithing, he will stop your blessings. He will stop your blessings. So look at your financial, as much as God wants to make us financial buoyants, the principles are there. You can't go against it. You align with his principles and begin to direct you the way to go. Now, let me give the couples over here some practical tips. One, pray together about your finances. Ask God for wisdom before making purchases or investments. About purchases. Some families have invested Nicodemusly. And they are reaping the sorrow. They did not discuss. But hear me. When God brings you together, he said, the two shall be one. One in everything. If you go behind the other person, it will not work. That is Bible. If you are planning alone, without the involvement of the other one, that God has joined you together for reasoning and planning, it will never work. That is why it has all been backfiring. And it will keep on backfiring until you get it right. But I pray that anybody in that position, God will rescue you. Create a budget. List all the sources of your income and expenses together. Agree on tithing, savings, essentials, spending. Agree together. Be transparent. Somebody say, be transparent. Very, very secretive. Your payslip goes on different addresses. What a problem. What's the problem with you, guys? This 5,000. Or £1,000 that you are getting, you are hiding. If God gives you 10,000, you move away from the house. So that's why God has placed a ceiling upon your life to keep you in that home. But I pray for somebody, as you align practically with your wife concerning planning, no devil would destabilize you again.
What again? Set financial goals for yourself. Set financial goals. This is how this commission operates. After everything, we have 40. We spend 40%. And can't you see the beauty? Can somebody stand up within this church now and confidently say that when we're coming to this place, we're leaving him or her? Can anybody do that? Never. Because of the plan. The plan. 40% spending. This goes over here. This goes over here. And there is a bigger ark being built in Nigeria altar without any stress on anybody. Is God not a humorous God? So if it is working for the church, why must it not work for you? It's because of the diabolical ideas. Diabolical. No transparency. There's no openness. Hear me. God will not bless you beyond the level of your unity. Until you are united and agreed. Hear me. It will never work out. It will never work out. He said, can two work together? I saw something. Look at Matthew. At Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Matthew 18, verse 19. Let's put that on the screen. Matthew 18, verse 19. Quickly. Matthew 18. And again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on where? As what? That they shall ask, it shall be what? By who? Two of you shall agree. Please take the Bible raw and run with it. So if me and my wife, we shall agree and pray to God and believe God for that business, no devil can stop us. And believe God for that investment by leadership, no devil can stop us. I pray that the grace that make great will be speaking for us in the name of Jesus Christ. For every one of you, your financial status will no longer be corrupted. Your destiny will no longer be corrupted. Your business will no longer be corrupted. As you run with this principle, I'll see you running in the realm of financial favor. Rise to your feet and begin to appreciate God. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Thank him and thank him. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Somebody appreciate him. Somebody appreciate him. Somebody appreciate him. Somebody appreciate him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And I can advise couples here, please review your finances regularly. Sit down together. £20 is chasing you out of the house. You get 10,000, where will you be? Please sit down. Don't let money become an issue. No. Have a budget. Plan together. Hear me. I've heard testimonies, but I always tell my wife, anytime I hear testimony, I trace it to the unity of the family. I say, you see, they are working together. Why would they not get this testimony? And most of the time, I'm not surprised. Because you can't unite in your finances and struggle to make it in life. I believe somebody is hearing me. Somebody is taking something this afternoon. When you go back home, go and sit down and work together now. Honey, we need to move on. Enough is enough. Let's strategize together. He says he's a waster. Let him know the consequences of a waster. Bring Bible. Bring other things. Lay it before the person. When you read all this and you still want to be a waster, then God, I don't know who can help you again. But I pray that the grace will locate us. Young guys, have a financial plan. God will not waste his resources on the waster. You are here. You have iPhone 22. And all that you do is just watch movie. Somebody has that iPhone. It's a business. It's a business. And it's creating income. And you are paying contract of £60 a month. And you're always asking for money. God delivers you. God help you. God help you. Start from somewhere. Hear me. If it's to do with receiving texts and watching video, Nokia 3310 will do better. It will do better. Others people have it. When they click one button, tens of thousands is in their pounds. And you are just watching YouTube. You are doing Instagram. You are doing TikTok. Then you are posting yourself. God have mercy on you. Now lift up your voice and appreciate God. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I know God is ever willing to lead his people. He wants to lead you into the realm of financial favor. You led yourself. That is why you are still struggling. But the good news is, he's ever ready to lead you. Anytime we are meek in heart and ready to be corrected, he stepped in straight away. Somebody is hearing me say, Pastor, I've gone very far. No, you have not gone very far. All that you need is just you need to be corrected. That Jesus, I tried on my own. It has never worked. But today, I want to align with your instructions. But hear this. You will not hear his voice when he's not inside you. It's him being there that will help you to hear his voice. He said, I know my sheep and they hear my voice. Today, you want to be connected back to God. You want Jesus to be resident in your life 24/7. He's ready to do it for you. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed. You want to make that prayer? Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift that right hand wherever you are. That Jesus, I miss it. I want to be corrected. I want to be directed. I tried it on my own. It did not work. But today, by your word reaching out to me, I need to make that correction for your hand to rest upon me. Lift up your right hand boldly. Nobody's looking at you. It's between you and your God. God bless you. Nobody's looking at you. You need that encounter. You need that touch. Nobody's looking at you. It's between you and your God. Please, if you have lifted up your right hand boldly, confidently, come to the altar to exchange your weakness for his strength. Come to the altar now. Nobody's looking at you. Your right hand was lifted up now. Take that step of faith. Bold step. Come to the altar now. Quickly. Nobody's watching you now. Do that now. Jesus, I need that personal encounter with you. Somebody take that bold step now. If I were you, I would not be waiting for anybody. I need him more than anything. You need that connectivity. Take that bold step now. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. That Jesus, I need you to be resident. From today, I want to hear you clearly. I want your voice to be audible unto me. Take that bold step now. We are still waiting for you. One or two people want to join now. Quickly do so now. Quickly do so now. We are waiting for you now. We are waiting for you now. Take that bold step. The step of faith. Come to the altar now. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your saving grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for rescuing me, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now I pray for you. Upon this confession, the blessings of today will speak for you and they will answer for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking that bold step. One of our pastors will be with you. They want to spend a few time with you to help you with your journey with Christ. Church, put your hands together. Make it bigger and louder.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.